You may know Jonathan Overby as the host of WPR's The Road to Higher Ground World Music Program that airs on Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on our News and Classical Music Network. He's created a new project now called the Odyssey Series Live. The series centers on sacred world music. Each event is open to the public. It's designed to increase understanding of a variety of cultural, spiritual, sacred, and communal traditions. You can get more info on the Higher Ground show page at wpr.org/programs/higherground. Ideas Network producer Judith Sears Poisson spoke with Jonathan Overby about the project.
Where did the idea for the Odyssey Series Live come from?
Well, it's an outgrowth out of the Saturday night broadcast celebrating world music. And several years ago, I had the idea that perhaps there's something more important than just the music. Perhaps there's a pathway to better understanding the diverse groups that live here in Wisconsin. So I determined that it was music that could help us better understand Wisconsinites and the diverse communities and groups that reside right here in the Badgerland.
As you've been looking into this, what have you found how music and faith and world perspectives and beliefs fit together?
Well, instead of using the word faith, I use the word spiritual.
Hmm.
And in many cases, I use the word sacred because in some traditions, what is sacred is not something typically associated with either faith or liturgy or some setting in which people gather like many of the major religions in the world. And so I look at sacredness as, for example, when people gather together to have conversation every day and it becomes part of their ritual. It becomes part of celebrating that community. And they tell stories and they sing songs and they relate to each other and they talk about how their husbands are off fishing and they've been gone far too long and they wish they were home and perhaps their kids are bad and they're washing clothes and it becomes something they do every single day. And that experience draws them together as a community. And so that, in my view, is very sacred because it's tradition, it's edifying, it celebrates that group and that community.
What I love about what you just said is that often when we use the word sacred or hear it, we think lofty, we think almost unapproachable. And what you just described is really the fabric of the most common shared human experiences.
Well, it's the commonalities and the unique embrace of traditions. And it can be both. There's nothing unsacred about higher deities. In this case, what I'm proposing and what my research has discovered, some of it flawed, but much of it very consistent. And it says to me, the communities that I visited throughout the world, that the deepest held sentiments about groups all around the globe are found in their sacred traditions, spiritual, communal, ceremonial, and of course those things that are rooted in what we term traditional liturgies. And that is much more encompassing, much more celebratory, and I think it's edifying. And I think if we look at those elements of how people embrace tradition, we'll find there's a pathway to better understanding each other. And I think that's what music does. It allows us to hear, to grow our ears, and to learn more about diverse communities here in Wisconsin and the world.
We all grow up with a particular angle of culture that we are steeped in from birth. What traditions, what musical expressions of the sacred have you encountered in Wisconsin or around the globe that have really touched you that are not something that came from your own background and your own experience?
Well, that's one of the challenges, is that to get out of my own way was an issue, to set aside my biased interpretations from the beginning, to look at how other people perceive the world, life, each other, those who are different. That's part of the challenge, and I think that's what's important about understanding people who are different, is to see them not as the stranger, but as the friend who is welcomed, like so many traditions suggest that followers, practitioners should do. In some cases, there are traditions that say you must welcome the stranger and do it in a way that's wholesome and edifying. And so that is the challenge for all of us, to get beyond our own expressions, our own traditions, how we grew up, whether it was in a traditional church or something that people see as the other, and embrace them all in the spirit of good community.
Of course, it's wonderful when we can really, like you said, do research, delve into backgrounds and different concepts and expressions than we might know ourselves personally. But is there also something to be said for when you encounter something that is different and new to you, just kind of letting it wash over you and kind of feeling it as something new and exciting?
Well, it's okay not to feel it. It's okay not to want to endorse it. What is not okay is to ignore it or to marginalize it. So when you listen to a piece of music, you may say, it's not my favorite style. But to have some understanding of what that particular piece of music or the genre of music represents is very, very important. Because what people tend not to understand, they marginalize. And what they marginalize, they often hate. And what they hate, they turn their back on. And in some cases, we found tragically, they kill. So the mission in part of the series is to get beyond the exclusionary ideas that are polarizing, nationalism, racism, gender discrimination, xenophobia, transphobia, and religious intolerance, to say that if we want to contribute to humanity worldwide, we must set aside our hatred. We must work to try to better our communities and our nations by struggling to do away with the disease of hatred, and to seek a binding cure. And I think that cure, in part, can be found in sacred traditions associated with music.
We're talking with Jonathan Overby. He's host of WPR's The Road to Higher Ground World Music Program that airs on Saturday evenings from 7 to 11 p.m. on WPR's News and Classical Music Network. And he's with us right now to share information about a new project. It's called the Odyssey Series Live. And what are some of the specific topics that you plan to delve into through this series? Because these are huge global concepts that we're talking about. How are you bringing those to life, to people?
Well, they're not huge for the community that is being celebrated. It may be huge to those who've decided that this is the limit of what they're going to define as sacred. However, there's an opportunity when you explore to find the commonalities, to look at things that exist in many of the major religions and most of the religions around the world: hospitality, love, respect for the stranger, meaning the person who is different. And these elements and many, many more exist in most of the world's religious traditions. But I also say it must be something that is rooted in good. It must be something good rather than an expression that tears down other people. That is not part of the focus of the series. The series is going to look at women in music and how the role of women have helped to change the landscape of music making, looking at traditions that were secular, moving into sacred traditions. We're also going to have some Hindustani classical music, which is very, very old, and how that particular tradition in Hinduism and other religions helped to define humanity around the globe.
And what do you hope people who are able to interact with the Odyssey Series Live will take from this into their own lives and into their own sacred traditions?
Hope is an extremely important thing to consider. But at the root, it is about embracing. So if you want and have a desire to learn about others, then you must meet those people where they are at in many cases, and not assume that they can look different, but they must act like you and I act. That is not inclusion. That is not a celebration for others. And so part of it is to grow our ears, to grow our eyes and our sense of what represents good. In many traditions, there's such a polarizing effect of, if you don't believe what we believe, then you're something very, very bad. And I think that's dangerous. I think it's disrespectful. And I think we can do much better in our effort to celebrate people around the globe.
So what are the upcoming Odyssey Series Live topics, and how can people find out about them?
Well, they can find out about them on the Road to Higher Ground page at Wisconsin Public Radio. But the second in the series is about women in music, women in Eastern Europe, who historically have created songs that were popular songs, secular songs, and they morphed into sacred pieces. Mm. So from secular to sacred. And in some cases, those songs that became sacred went back to being secular. And we're going to have a presentation about that particular area of music, and particularly focusing on women who helped to create the world of music.
So people can find out about upcoming events on the Higher Ground page.
They certainly can.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Ideas Network director Judith Sears-Poisson spoke with Jonathan Overby about a new project that he created, the Odyssey Series Live. You can get more info about the series on the Higher Ground show page at WPR.org.